From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Blacklisted tax centers are considering legal action against the OECD. There have been further appeals on behalf of Trinidad-born death row prisoner Krishna Maraj and getting inside the head of the underachieving West Indies cricketers. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Barbados Prime Minister Owen Arthur has hinted that he could go to court to stop the OECD imposing sanctions on 14 Caribbean countries. Last year, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development published a blacklist of 35 countries they said had harmful tax practices. They gave the countries named and shamed until July to reform their tax systems. Commonwealth countries on the list failed to get the OECD to back down on their threats when they held a series of meetings, the most recent of which was in London last week. Bertram Niles reports.
The OECD has sought commitments from 33 so-called tax havens to cooperate with its tax reform initiative by July or face a range of sanctions. But the low tax centers, which include 14 Caribbean nations, say the timetable is unrealistic and ignores a range of tax practices in developed nations which are just as harmful. As they push for a truly global tax forum in which they have a voice, the offshore centers say they will not strike a deal